Love makes the world go round. I put love there. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, with Thought for Today. Love makes the world go round, and I put love there. Think about that. Love makes the world go round. We all sort of acquiesce to that concept and say, wow, you bet. Love makes the world go round. When the world is filled with love, when the world is filled with joy, when everybody's got happiness in their heart, the world is a happy, happy, wonderful, lovely place, and the world goes around in a very merry, in a very delightful way. And when love's not there, which is never possible, but when love is not there, then the world just sort of stands still. And everybody says, stop the world, I want to get off. So, we want the world to be a place where people want to be on. And you know, we say, there's so much population. Oh, there's overpopulation. There's so much of the pollution that goes on in the world. There's so much difficulties that are going on in the world. Well, the solution is one simple thing. That four-letter word, love. That four-letter word, love, which makes the world go round. And now, the solution's solution is, I put love there. There are so many poems written by wonderful poets and great philosophers and great men and women of all time which tell about love and how love conquers all the problems. And I don't like the word conquer. Do you like the word conquer? I don't like that word. I like the word love makes everything wonderful. Love makes the world go round. When there is love, everyone lives in peace and harmony and joy. When there is love, everyone has a happy smile on their face. When there is love, peace reigns dominant, wonderful, everywhere. When there is love, the world is a joyous place to be, and everyone in the world is happy. When there is love, there is peace. When there is love, there is joy. When there is love, there is abundance. When there is love, there is everything. How many times do we hear about giving something to your beloved? What are you going to give to your beloved? Are you going to give your beloved the world, the sun, the moon, the stars? Lovers have said that to their beloved all throughout time. They're going to give them everything. And of course, they don't have that to give except in their heart. And maybe that's where it really dwells anyhow. But they don't have a title to the moon. They don't have a title to the stars or the earth or any of these things, a separate possession. But they do have a love possession. And when you say to your beloved, I will give you the moon, what you're saying is, my heart is so filled with joy in being in your presence, in being in your world, that no matter what I have, it is yours. No matter what I ever will have, it is yours. No matter what ever appears in the world that is joyous and good, and you delight in it, it is yours, because I am number one, and I am possessor of all, and I can give all, and I give it. Now, let's just take a silly illustration, and I love silly illustrations, don't you? Take a silly illustration. Now, my name is Bill Gates. Okay, now, I have all these billions of dollars. Sounds like fun, doesn't it? Okay, now, I love you. And so, I say to you, I love you. You're wonderful. I'm going to give you all that I have. Well, he can't do it, really, because a lot of things that he is are inside of him. The things that made him into the millionaire, billionaire, the things that made him into a loving father and husband, the things that made him into a boss, into a dreamer, into a creator, they're inside him. All the outward things, all the outward symbols of his billions and his great companies and stuff like that, that's all outward. Oh, true, he can give them away, but he can't give them away, because they're in his heart. They're in his life. They're in his love. Now, when we give from our heart, from our life, from our love, from who we really are, not the outer that is temporary there, the billions come and go. Oh, I'd like to have them come in my life. I wouldn't mind if they go. Yeah. But the billions come and go. But the love that is deep in our heart, the compassion that we have for one another, the peace that we have for one another, the peace that passeth all understanding, this is the greatest love. And when we can begin to zero in on that love and share that love with all in the world, then we got it. The little girl in Mr. Candle says, I'm always first with a happy thought. Are we always first with a happy thought? Are we always first with giving all that we are to others? Who are we really that we can give to others? Are we a happy being? If we were living in a war-torn area and we loved our family, would we be sorry for our family, or would we just love them? Would we do everything we can to make our family comfortable? Would we do everything we can to make them feel peaceful and to feel all is okay? When a bomb blows off and takes away an arm or a limb of some sort, do we abandon that person or child or adult and say, no, you're not whole, you're not in my world? That's the time we surround them, we encompass them with our love, and we say to them, you're my love, you're my wonderful love. And they may have to go through life with a crutch or stick. They may have to have a prosthesis. They may have to have anything. But we love them. We don't love the problem that they had or experienced, which is or not is not their fault. That's not our point here right now. But the point is, we love them. And that's the love that makes the world go round. That's the giving that makes the world go round, the giving of that love. If you give your love to another, that's the greatest gift that you can ever give. If you give your smile to another, oh my goodness, that is the most glorious thing you can do. If you are tender and gentle and caring, if you look at another and see the divinity in them, wow! Of course, you got to see the divinity within yourself first to see the divinity within another. But if you have found the divinity within yourself, then you see it in another. Because whoever you are, that's what you see outwardly. And look inside and find that divine spark, that divine center, that divine love. And let it sparkle out of you as I do and as everyone I know does. Let that unconditional love just pour out. And let's realize, love makes the world go round, and I put it there. Love makes the world go round, and you put it there. Love makes the world go round, and my beautiful Rex put it there. And Rex will look up at me with his beautiful puppy eyes. He's going to be 3 years old in December 4th, but his beautiful puppy eyes, and he says, Dad, I love you. And I pet him, and I gently touch him. Oh, sometimes I rub him real hard, and he likes that. But I gently touch him, and he likes that too. And I say, Rex, I love you. And he looks up at me, and he says, thanks. I appreciate that. I cannot tell you how much I love you, but I think you got the idea. I think you got the idea when I wag my tail, when I just look into your eyes and say, I'm yours. You're wonderful. Love does make the world go round. When you look into the eyes of a child, they have no judgment, they have no expectation except to be loving and be loved. When you look into the fish, your goldfish in the goldfish bowl, how many of you have goldfish in the goldfish bowl? We got goldfish in the goldfish pond out here, and they just grow like crazy. They're wonderful. And I look in their eyes, yes I do. I look in their eyes and I say, good morning fish! Breakfast time, and I sprinkle some food there, and they come and look at me first and say, good morning, Herb, you're a great guy. guy. I love you, I love you, I love you. And then they take a bite of food. But you see, first, they have to tell me how much they love me. First, they have to tell me that their heart is filled with joy and peace and happiness, and they're pleased to be living in my pond. And they don't have to say that, but something inside of them says, hey, tell her how much you love them. Go ahead, tell them. Tell them how much it means to you to be here and how much fun you're having being here. And then do it and watch what takes place. Wow, is that exciting? Is that glorious? Is that good? It is the kind of thing that makes the world go round. It's the kind of thing that makes everyone happy. Love makes the world go round. And I put it there. Each one of us can say that for ourselves. Each one of us can say that about our life. Each one of us can say that and have it be true, because that's the only thing that matters. Gosh, love makes the world go round. And ain't love grand? Oh my goodness, ain't love grand? It sure is. Have a good day, good morning, good time, and know that I love you. I love you. Yes, I love you.